Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala, and we are talking to the head coach of the Humboldt Boys Wrestling Program in Chad Bayman. Well, Coach, first off, it's great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And so big week of wrestling for Humboldt overall, Iowa State Purdue on Sunday, but it's also a big week for your team as well. A meet on Thursday, meet in Fort Dodge, and then another home meet on Sunday against Creston. What's your thoughts on just a lot of wrestling for community?
Well, this has been a busy week for our whole program. You know, we sent our second string to a varsity quad on Tuesday, and they went 3-0 there. Let's see, we turned around, we had our quad here at home on Thursday. Girls went to Spencer, so they got to wrestle on Thursday during that quad, and then they turn around, they wrestle at Spencer last night on Friday, and then we've got our second string. They're going to a varsity dual tournament in Northwood today, and then of course our varsity is at Fort Dodge, and the girls are at Fort Dodge, and then we turn around before the Iowa State and Purdue duel and see number 4 ranked Creston. So it's a busy week for our whole program.
And quickly, just want to recap the quad from Thursday night. What's your impressions of your team after picking up a win against Ballard, but a couple of tough conference losses in competitive matches with Algona and Hampton Dumont Cal?
You know, I think all 4 coaches were probably on the same page that, you know, any one of us could have gone into that night and been 3-0 or 0-3. You know, all of the duels were on paper projected to be very close, and when you have duels like that, I mean, there's not much room for error and mistakes. I thought our effort was excellent. You know, I thought we needed to do a little better job fighting for position, lost concentration at times, but really some very competitive duels. You know, you look at the Algona duel, and we had 4 matches there that we were right in the mix, and to where we could either, you know, possibly just lose by a close decision or maybe even grab that match, and instead we gave up pins. In Hampton, the same thing. We had 2 matches that were in that same scenario. We were right in the match and ended up, you know, getting pinned. And we even had another match there where I felt like we had the better wrestler, but we just simply got out-wrestled. And so effort was there, but those types of mistakes, they're not going to win very many big duels. You know, so I wasn't disappointed with the kids, and we talked to the kids afterwards. You know, we feel like we still have a pretty darn good team. We've just got to cut down on some of those mistakes and wrestle a little bit smarter. You know, the NCC is very well balanced. You know, we have 5 teams that are in the top 20 right now out of the 96 team field. So, I mean, our conference is tough. We've got to be ready every night that we go out and wrestle.
And right now we are talking to Chad Bayman, the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats wrestling program. Well, Coach, you've got a big meet on Saturday as well, the Don Miller Invitational in Fort Dodge. What's your thoughts overall on that invitational?
Basically, we've talked to the kids about, you know, every day we're preparing for tomorrow, and we don't want to waste our opportunities. And this week we just happen to have a lot of opportunities that are very competitive opportunities. And so, I mean, Don Miller is no different. There's a good mix of 2A and 3A teams there that we don't get to see throughout the season. And if you're unfamiliar in wrestling, there's just 3 classes. And so the 3A class is the biggest class. And so it's about an even mix of, you know, 6 or 7 3A schools and 6 or 7 2A schools. So it's just another opportunity to prove ourselves. And it's, you know, there'll be another outstanding field there to compete against.
And finally, on Sunday's a big day for wrestling in Humboldt. We've mentioned at the top of the program, Iowa State-Purdue is huge to bring back a pair of coaches that mean a lot to the town of Humboldt. And but how special is it for you as a coach and for your team to compete against Creston to kind of begin the day of wrestling on Sunday?
Yeah, so I mean, we were lucky that we really got a tough opponent. It's another opportunity to test ourselves. I believe they're ranked number 4 right now in the state. And there's a lot of good matchups in there. I feel like we can compete, but obviously on paper they're significantly ahead. And it's just another opportunity to prove ourselves in front of hopefully what we anticipate to be a big crowd and just to get warmed up for that Iowa State-Purdue duel.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck on this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, and go Wildcats.
That is Chad Beeman, the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats wrestling program. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on KHBT, presented by 716 Maine on 97.7 The Bolt.